Today is February 29th, and we only see this date once every 4 years. This is a leap year, and today is leap day. The extra day was added to the month of February 2,000 years ago with the transition from the Roman to the Julian calendar. And depending on what traditions you honor, it could be a day to take a big leap. In some European countries, a leap day is the one day when a woman can take the leap and propose to a man, not the other way around, though. And in some cultures, it's considered to be very lucky to be born or married on leap day. So we've been asking you, what about big leaps you've taken in your lives? Susan Henault called us with her story a few months ago after a personal tragedy. She took one of the biggest leaps imaginable, quite literally. Susan joins us from Pittsburgh. Susan, tell us about your leap and why you made the decision to try it.
Hi there. I'm so grateful for you wanting to share my story. In August of 2010, my husband and I endured, I would imagine, the worst tragedy anyone could endure, and that is the loss of our baby boy. He was a miracle child. I was never supposed to be able to have children, and after 15 years of marriage at the age of 45, we found out on a Christmas Eve the year before that we were expecting. And after going full term, he died while I was in labor. Oh. And that following year was devastating for us. I was falling deeper and deeper into despair when his birthday was coming up. And one of my doctors who had watched me suffer for so long, Dr. Amanda Jordan, my chiropractor, she said to me as his birthday was approaching, "You know, Susan, you and Steve could hide under the covers on Isaac's birthday and feel sorry for yourself, and everyone would understand. Or you could get out there and do something completely outrageous to celebrate that he lived. You can choose to do something different." And so, having piqued my curiosity, I asked her what she had in mind, and she pointed to a photograph on the wall of herself skydiving. And I just said, "No, you don't understand. You don't understand. I'm afraid of heights. I hate the feeling of falling. You don't understand." And she said, "It's not like that. Let me tell you about it." And when she described to me what it was really like, I began to really pray about it and wonder if this was what I was supposed to do. And as I talked to my husband about it, it just felt like the right thing. So on August 6th last year, 2010, my husband and I and four friends and family took that leap with us, literally out of a plane. And we had such an amazing experience. We are right now in the process of planning the second annual Baby Zach's birthday celebration skydive, and we're going to do this
on an annual
basis. So
clearly, something about leaping out of that plane seemed right for you. What was it?
I think there was a part of me that had to believe that somehow, some way, if I could bring myself to take this literal leap of faith, that I could just leave the grief behind, that somehow I could be freed from the despair that I had been drowning in for a year. And that is exactly what happened. No doubt, believe me, I have my moments, but I haven't been in the depths of despair since the moment I let myself fall out of that plane. And it may sound crazy, it's not for everyone, but I would recommend it to anyone.
Wow, you're a brave woman, Susan Henault, and an incredible argument in favor of taking leaps. Takeaway yes. Listener from Pittsburgh, WESA, good luck with the planning for this year's leap.
Thank you.
And happy leap day.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.